Many years ago, tinawag ako ng isang pamilya pumunta sa ospital kasi yung tatay nila is already dying. So, mag-a-anoint na ako ng last rites niya, no? I'm going to anoint that person with oil. And it was good that that person was still able to talk. Pwede siya magsalita. And so, nung bago ko i-anoint yung oil sa kanya, ang sabi niya sa akin, pwede ba akong mag-confession, Father? I need to confess something. So, I asked the family, sabi ko, lumabas muna kayo sa kwarto and I will hear the confession of this man. He was already dying. Lung cancer. So, when I sent out the people, his family, I talked to him. And this is what he said to me. I have so much regret in my life. Ang sabi niya, I wasted my life. Sinayang ko talagang buhay ko. Well, hindi ko ma-imagine because he was a successful man. Mayaman talaga siya. You know, so much properties, yung mga anak niya, napagpaaral niya sa mga magagandang school. He had everything that I wish I had. Nasa kanyang lahat. Nagugustuhin ko sa buhay. But at that time, sabi niya, I regret my life, sabi niya. Why? Sabi niya, I have spent all my life working for money. Gusto ko talagang dumami ang pera ko. And because he works every day he had no time for his family, no time to go to the church, no time to have a check-up. Kasi minsan, mahalin mo yung pamilya mo, mahalin mo rin yung sarili mo. Okay, you take care of your body, you take care of your health. Ang sabi niya, I did not have time to take care of anybody else but money. That's all I cared for. And here I am, sabi niya, eto na, mamamatay na ako. Nami-miss ko na yung pamilya ko. I miss my family, I miss so many things in life. Sabi niya, all because I focus on one thing only and that is money. Nung nakausap niya yung doktor, ang doktor niya, kaibigan niya talaga, you know. Sabi niya, many years ago, pinagbawalan ako ng doktor. Ang daming pinagbawal sa akin. Hindi ako nakinig. Kaya palagi kong sinasabi to, pag nagpa-check up kayo at may bawal sa inyo, ibig sabihin yan, may pag-asa ka pa. Pero pag nagpa-check up ka at sabihin ng doktor sa'yo, kainin mo na lahat ng bawal. Sige, pagustuhin tayo mong yawas nga ron. Anong ibig sabihin yan? Wala ka ng pag-asa. Okay? So, huwag kayo magalit sa doktor pag sinabi sa inyo, huwag kumain ito. Huwag kumain ng mataba, huwag masyadong kumain ng matamis. Ibig sabihin yan, may pag-asa ka pang gumaling. Okay? And so this person was so regretful in his life, so many regrets. Yun ang confession niya. And just before he died, I assured him of God's forgiveness. I assured him of a better life with Jesus already. So I prayed for him, I anointed him in oil. And a few days later, he passed away. Now, bakit ko sinishare sa inyo tong kwento na to? Kasi yung turo sa atin sa Bible ngayon, sinasabi dito sa second reading natin, we have to live our life wisely because the days are evil. Someone even said to me, life is short. Masyadong maiksi ang buhay natin sa mundo. If you will not become wise in living, mas lalo mong pinapaiksi ang buhay mo. Maiksi na nga, mas lalo pang pinaiksi. Okay? Life is short, don't make it shorter. That's why we have to live wisely. Okay? We have to live with wisdom. Our first reading today, ang sabi doon in Proverbs, sabi doon, abandon foolishness, forsake foolishness. Okay? Because kung titingnan natin yung pamumuhay natin, how we live our lives, sometimes we live our lives foolishly. May mga tao na hindi kinikilala ang Diyos sa buhay nila. They have no time for God. They don't acknowledge God in their lives. But when they come to the end of their lives, they cry out to God. And sometimes you cry out too late. Amen? Amen? That's why sabi sa Bible, we have to live wisely. Okay? We have to live circumspectly. Now, how is that in our first reading in the book of Proverbs? Wisdom is personified. Parang pinakita dito yung wisdom is tao siya, parang isang siyang person. And sabi dito, wisdom has prepared her food already. He has prepared her house. Okay? Wisdom is being personified. And sabi niya dito ng wisdom, abandon your foolish works. Abandon your foolishness. Forsake foolishness, sabi niya. You come and eat. Pagkain ang pinag-uusapan dito. Eat the food that wisdom has prepared. Eat the bread, drink the wine that has been set on the table. Yan ang sinasabi dito sa Proverbs. What does it mean? Well, the food that wisdom gives us, the food that wisdom prepares for us is a food that will help you and make you grow in wisdom. Amen? Amen? Yung pagkain na hinahain ng wisdom para sa atin, that will make us grow in wisdom. Because the food, the bread, and the wine of wisdom will nurture wisdom within us. Minsan kasi, kahit na meron na tayong karunungan sa loob ng puso natin, pero hindi naman natin pinapalago sa buhay natin yung karunungan na yan. Nananatili tayo na mubuhay in foolishness. Okay? Sinabi ng bawal kainin yan, yan ang kakainin araw-araw. Sinabi ng matulog ka ng maaga kasi baka mag-collapse ang lungs mo, ay nagpupuyat gabi-gabi. Okay? Alam naman natin yan. Ang problema lang, hindi natin ginagawa. Kaya naalala ko yung sabi ni Bishop Dick doon, sabi niya, knowledge is power, yes. There are many things you will know in the Bible. But you will not need knowledge only for you to live out the life that God has given you. You need wisdom because wisdom is the correct application of that knowledge. When I was working in the sales, nagtatrabaho pa ako sa sales, I was a heavy smoker. So puyat ng puyat sa gabi, sigarilyo ng sigarilyo, panglaban antok. So I consume about 3 packs a day of cigarettes. 3 packs a day. Bago matulog, magsisigarilyo muna. Minsan, makikita mo yung sahig, maitim kasi nahuhulugan niya ng baga ng sigarilyo. Pagising sa umaga, bagong lahat, bago, before anything else, I smoke. So 3 packs a day I smoke. Until I develop what they call the smoker's cough. Yung umuubo ka ng madaling araw, you start coughing. So smoker's cough yan. So I went to the doctor kasi libre na yung doctor sa amin. The company pays for our medical bills. So I went to the doctor. Etong sabi ng doctor sa akin, sabi niya, uy, nagsusmoker's cough ka na. Sabi niya, pag nag-smoker's cough ka na, ibig sabihin niyan, yan na yung huling sigaw ng katawan mo. At sinasabi na ng katawan mo, tama na. Pag hindi ka pa nakinig sa katawan mo, sabi niya, After that, your body will be silent. Then you will have already cancer of the lungs. Natakot talaga ako. Di ako natakot sa cancer. Natakot ako dun sa mga injections na gagawin sa'yo. Bubutasan yung liig mo. Dun ako takot. Pero yung doktor na kausap ko, heavy smoker. Oh, sabi ng doktor sa akin, alam mo, pare, pag hindi mo tinigil yan, mamamatay ka talaga na maaga. So, smoker din siya. So he knows that smoking will kill you. I also know it. But a few months later, my doctor died of lung cancer. Okay? And many years later, nandito pa rin ako. Bakit? Because ginawa ko yung alam ko. Tama na. Siya, alam niya na dapat huminto na, hindi niya ginawa. Kaya, maaga silang nakita ni Lord. Okay? You see, even though we know many things, but the problems, but hindi natin ginagawa? No, example, sino ba sa inyo dito alam nyo talaga kailangan natin magdasal araw-araw? Sino sa inyo alam nyo kailangan mo magdasal araw-araw? Yes. Ang tanong ito ha, huwag na kayo mag-raise ng hand. Tahimik na lang tayo. Sino ang nagdadasal araw-araw? Okay. O iba kagad, tinignan kagad yung palibot. Tingnan mo muna yung sarili mo. Okay? We know that every Sunday we need to come before the Lord. You are given 7 days in a week. 7 ang araw na binibigay ng Diyos linggo-linggo sa atin. Sa 7 araw na yan, humihingi siya ng isa. Sa 1 araw na yan, merong 24 hours. Ang hinihingi ng Diyos sa 1 araw na yan, sa linggo, hindi naman 24 hours. Humihingi siya ng minsan 2 oras. Pag ako ang nag-homily, sigurado 2 oras. Pag si Father Nonoy o si Father Bal, 1 oras lang. That's all that God asks. You have 7 days in a week, He asks for 1 day. And that 1 day you have 24 hours, He asks for 1 hour. Pero marami sa atin, kahit alam natin na tayo'y nabubuhay lamang dahil sa pag-sustain ni Lord sa buhay natin, pero hindi tayo nagsisimba. We don't come to church. May mga tao na ang unang punta sa simbahan, binyag. Ang sunod niyang simba, bangkay na siya, libing niya na. Okay? Nag-umpisa sa simbahan, babalik pa rin sa simbahan. We know these things. Alam natin to. Sino sa iyo nakakaalam? How many of you know this? If you do not forgive, pag hindi ka marunong magpatawad, lahat ng kasalanan mo hanggang ngayon ay hindi napapatawad. Sino sa inyo alam nyo yan? Niloloko mo ang sarili mo, sisimba-simba ka, dadasal-dasal ka, na hindi ka nagpapatawad, hindi ka naririnig ng Diyos because of unforgiveness. You will find that in the Bible, if you do not forgive men of their sins, neither God will forgive you of your sins. Sino sa inyong nakakaalam niyan? Pag hindi tayo nagpatawad, hindi rin tayo pakikinggan ng Diyos at hindi rin napapatawad. Alam natin yan, di ba? Okay, tanungin ko. Okay, wag na magtinginan muna, ha? Sino sa inyong may galit at hanggang ngayon hindi kayo nakakapagpatawad? We know so many things, but the problem is we do not apply them. Hindi natin ginagawa. Minsan, sinasabi natin, mahal natin si Lord. Di ba? Sino sa inyo nagmamahal sa Diyos? Okay. Ba't kayo nahihiya? Sino sa inyong nagmamahal sa Diyos? Pakita nyo sa mundo. Okay. We love God, right? That's true. Etong sunod na question, do you obey God? Kasi sabi ni Jesus, if you love me, you will obey me. Kaya hanggat hindi natin sinusunod ang utos ng Diyos, mga kapatid, niloloko natin ang sarili natin. No? Papikit-pikit, paiyak-iyak tayo. Oh, love ko si Jesus. Love ko si Lord. Hanggat hindi ka sumusunod sa Kanya, hindi ka umiibig sa Kanya. Yan ang totoo. Okay? We know we have to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. Alam natin yan. But how many of us really do? Or sino ba sa atin talagang may gustong mahalin ang Diyos? Wala. Bihira. That's why we need the wisdom of God. Wisdom is the correct application of what we know, what we understand. Okay? The wisdom of God, it begins and it is connected with our fear of God. Amen? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What is the fear of the Lord? It is the love for the Lord. Hindi yung natatakot ka, baka sampalin ka ng Diyos. Hindi yan ang fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is your love for the Lord. And when you learn to love the Lord, you begin to live wisely in your life. Amen? Kaya sinasabi dito, wisdom has prepared her food for you. The bread and the wine of wisdom. Sabi niya, you partake of this and abandon, reject, take away, leave your foolishness away and begin to walk in the wisdom. And what is wisdom? Where do we get wisdom? It begins with knowing God. Because when you begin to know God in your life, you will know His will in your life. Malalaman mo yung kalooban ng Diyos para sa buhay mo. Ba't ako nabubuhay? Bakit ako nandito? Ba't hindi ako namatay nung pandemic? Alam mo ba bakit? Kasi merong kalooban ng Diyos. And if God wills you to live up to this day, you will live no matter what happens. But how many of us know the will of God? Paano ko, Father, malalaman yung kalooban ng Diyos? You will know it when you know God. And you will begin to know God if you fear God. If you fear God, you will order your life. Inaayos mo yung pamumuhay mo ayon dun sa kagustuhan ng Diyos. Kaya nagiging matalino tayo. We become wise when we know the will of God and we order our life, our actions according to the will of God. Pag meron kang kaaway, may taong pinut down ka, you know your God. Kilala mo ang Diyos mo. Ang Diyos mo, kahit na ilang beses tayo nagkamali sa Kanya, pinapatawad tayo. Kilala mo ang Diyos. Kaya anong kalooban ng Diyos? Ang kalooban ng Diyos ay tayo'y magpatawad. And if you fear God, you discern, you develop an understanding of His will. Understanding, hindi yung nabasa mo sa Bible o kwento ng kaibigan mo. Understanding comes when you actually do it, pag ginawa mo yan. Amen? Amen? Si Brother Joseph, masarap magluto yan. Pag tinanong ko siya, Brad, anong technique ng lutong ito? Paano niluluto? Pwede niyang ikwento sa akin, lagyan mo ng ganito, lagyan mo ng ganitong spices, itong gamitin mo, huwag kang bumili ng ganito, itong bilhin mo, masarap talaga yan. He can teach me. Pwede niyang isulat yan recipe, at ibigay sa akin. Ngayon, tatanungin ko kayo, pag niluto ko yan, sigurado bang masarap? Oh, ang dami sa inyo, ganyan kagad ang sagot. Sakit kaya yan? Okay? You doubt. Pero kung sinamahan niya ako at sinabi niya, ito, Father, mag-aral tayo. Ilang taon kaming dalawa nagluluto, kasama ko siya, tinuturuan niya ako, hands-on. After 20 years, makukuha ko yung style niya. At siguradong kasing sarap na yung linuto ko sa kanya. Hindi mo yan makuha dahil binasa mo yung recipe. Hindi mo makukuha yung karunungan ng Diyos dahil binasa mong Bible mo. Merong tao, binasa ang Bible itong umaga. Kinabukasan, gusto niya lahat ng blessing ng Diyos nasa kanya na. Diba? Yung mga lalaki, yung nagwe-workout, pumupunta sa gym. Unang araw, nagbuhat ka agad ng weights. Pagkagabi, nakahubad na sa harap ng mirror, tinitingnan na ang katawan. Isang araw pa lang. Yung mga nagda-diet, mga babae, diba? Isang araw, nag-diet. Kinabukasan, nagtimbang na kaagad. Ay, hindi pa ako lumiliit. Mabigat pa rin. Isang araw ka palang nag-diet. That's why we need the wisdom of God. We know what God is saying to us. Alam na natin yung Bible. Dito sa church natin, pag nag-usap tayo, pag nagkwentuhan tayo, ang daming alam natin sa Bible. You know? Pag nandito tayo sa church, bring up ko lang yung topic. Let's talk about the love of God. Ay naku, ang daming kwento natin. Ang daming kwento natin sa love ni Lord. But the question is, how do we apply that? How do we live every day with the love of God in our hearts? Paano natin ipamumuhay yan? We need the wisdom of God. Okay? The second reading teaches us, sabi dun sa second reading, St. Paul said, it is by the Holy Spirit. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would teach us to walk circumspectly. It is the Holy Spirit who would teach us how to discern the will of God for our life. Do you know the will of God for your life? Kaya nga, kinausap ko yung mga pare. Kahapon, nag-usap kami. Sabi ko, pag nag-ordain ako, because as a bishop, pwede na ako mag-ordain ng pare. If I ordain a priest, if I will ordain a deacon, I will only have one question. At ito'y kailangan masagot galing sa puso. Anong tanong ko sa pare? Gusto ba ng Diyos magpare ka? Minsan kasi ang sagot sa akin yan, gustong-gusto ko talaga, Father, magpare. Gusto-gusto ko talaga maging deacon. Gustong-gusto ko talaga mag-asawa, Father. Hindi yan importante. Alam mo yung importante? Yan by gusto rin ng Diyos para sa'yo. You see, priesthood, diaconate, and even marriage is a vocation. What is a vocation? It is a calling of God. It is the will of God. That's why when couples get married, pag nag-asawa yung dalawang tao, when they get married, I ask the question. I always ask the question. Pag tinatanong ko yung lalaki, sabi ko, ba't ka nag-asawa? Ang sagot ng lalaki, kasi pag nakikita ko siya, Father, ang puso ko'y parang sasabog. Tuwing nakikita ko yung babae na yan, Father, nanlalamig ako. Pag nakikita ko siya, Father, nanginginig ako. Sabi ko, simptoma ng heart attack yan. Magpasuri ka na sa doktor, magpa-check up ka na, baka may diferensya na yung puso mo. Why do you get married? You get married because you know God is calling you to that life. Amen? Marriage is about fulfilling what God desires for your life. Alam mo kasi, pag tumagal na buhay, kaya marami naghihiwalay eh. Pag tinatabong ko, bakit kayo naghihiwalay? Ba't ayaw nyo na magsama? Hindi na tumitibok ang puso ko eh. Pag nakikita ko siya, Father, parang wala lang. I am falling out of love for this person. On the first place, you did not get married because you feel love. You get married because you are fulfilling a call of God in your life. Amen? Sa mga lalaki na may mga asawa dito, yan ang isipin. Yung pag-aasawa at pagsasama mo with your wife, with your family, you do it for God. And you have to understand it is God's calling for your life. So no matter how difficult, how hard it would be, you continue to take care of your family. Amen? Because it is of God. That's why sabi dito ni St. Paul in the second reading to his epistle to the Ephesians, sabi niya, the Holy Spirit will guide you. The Holy Spirit will help you. We have to pray. We have to come and seek the help of the Holy Spirit to discern our vocation, to discern the will of God for you. Yan ang sinasabi ng second reading. You know it is the will of God for you. Do you discern? Do you understand what God wants from you? Amen? Hindi yung anong gusto ko, ano bang gusto ng Diyos para sa akin? Iyan ang gusto ko. Our gospel today speaks of the Eucharist again. Kaya sabi ng Proverbs kanina, you eat the bread and the wine prepared by wisdom so that the wisdom you have in you will be nurtured and you will grow and be nourished in the wisdom of God. So how do we partake of that bread? How do we eat the wine that is given to us by wisdom himself? We do that in the Eucharist. Sabi ni Jesus Christ, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have life. Amen? Scripture says that Jesus is our wisdom from God. Amen? Christ is our wisdom from God. And we want to nourish the wisdom of God in our life. If we have Jesus, we have the wisdom of God, but we need to nurture that wisdom. How? By feeding on the bread and the wine, which is the body and blood of Christ. Sabi niya, you eat my flesh, you drink my blood, you will have life, and you will have it for eternity. Amen? You will have that life. You will have that life of wisdom here on earth, and forever you will have it always, because that is the food that I give you. I give you my flesh. I give you my blood. Hindi lang ako nagluluto. Hindi lang ako naghahain ng ano-anong pagkain para sa'yo. Katawan at dugo ko mismo, ako mismo ang nagpapakain sa'yo. You eat my flesh, you drink my blood. And we draw that life from God. It will nourish us to live wisely. It will help us to discern the will of God for our life. It will help us to love God more and more and more and more each day in our lives. Bakit hindi ko masyado love si Lord? Because you never bother to receive His body and blood every time, every Sunday or every day in your life. Nandun yung notes ko, wala na ako sa notes ko. I am speaking to you from my heart. Every Sunday when we come to church, Jesus offers Himself. Sabi niya, I am the bread and I give you myself for the life of the world. Kaya tayong pakainin ng Diyos, lahat tayo, sabay-sabay. Pinakita niya yan sa feeding of the 5,000. Kahit gaano tayo karami, kahit gaano karami yung anak ng Diyos, kaya niyang pakainin bawat isa. Hindi lang pakainin, bubusugin pa. Hindi lang bubusugin, so sobrahan pa na meron kang babalutin. Ganyan ang Diyos magpakain sa atin. And what does He feed us? He feed us with His own life. That's why sabi niya, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will always have life in him. And even though he dies, he will live again. Amen? The Eucharist is very important to us. Now, there are two things I would like you to remember before you go. When we receive the Eucharist, God nurtures the wisdom that He has given us so that we will be wise in living. Magiging wise tayo sa buhay natin. When I say wise, it doesn't mean that you become the most intelligent person. Ikaw yung pinakamayaman sa lahat ng tao sa mundo. No, no. It means that when you become wise because of the grace being received in the Eucharist, it means that you will understand. you will have an understanding of who your God is. Makikilala mo talaga ang Diyos mo. And if you have the understanding of who God is, you will also understand His will for your life. That's why you begin to live your life not for anything else. Hindi kagaya ng tao na yun na pinag-pray ko, buong buhay niya na buhay siya para sa pera lang. But once you get an understanding of the will of God for your life and begin to love God with all your heart, you will live your life, mabubuhay ka para sa Kanya lang. And that is the purpose why He nourishes us with His body and blood. Why He wants us to have wisdom. Hindi para maging mayabang tayo at magpasikat tayo na napakatalino natin. No. That we truly become the body of Christ to the world today. Amen? And individually, we become parts and members of that one body. Together, the church, kaya two things. When we receive communion, we always receive it in prayer. Kaya walang pwedeng magko-communion dito. Dumadaan muna tayo sa Eucharistic prayer because we take the body and blood of Christ always in the context of prayer. Because my house, sabi ni Lord, my house will be called a house of prayer. Amen? Hindi pwedeng yung papartake ka lang ng Eucharist at you know, lalakas na ako nito, automatic yan, no? We come and we have to go through prayer. Kaya may tinatawag tayong Eucharistic prayer. Nagdadasal muna tayo. Nandyan kayo, nandito ang pare, together we pray. Pag sinabi ng pare, the Lord be with you, sumasagot tayo and also with you because we are praying together. Amen? So the Eucharist is always in the context of prayer. Hindi yan magic. One time, magpa-communion ako, nakita ko yung tao, nung nag-communion siya, kinuha niya yung hose at linagay niya sa bulsa niya. So nilapit ko, sabi ko, ba't mo linagay sa bulsa mo yan? Sabi niya, busog pa ako, mamaya na lang. Pero alam ko yung gagawin niya. Okay? Maraming ginagamit yung host natin, pinapakain sa manok pang sabong para manalo daw. Ano, kadami-daming baluktot na pag-iisip para anting-anting. Meron namang yung Eucharist, nilalagay sa kwintas niya. Yung kwintas niya may lalagyan, pinapasok dun sa loob para hindi daw siya tatablan ng bala. We don't do that. We come before the Lord in prayer. And we receive the Eucharist. The second thing we have to understand about the Eucharist, mga kapatid, importante ito. The Eucharist, which we call Holy Communion, is always about community. You cannot partake of communion na wala kang pakialam sa pamilya mo. Wala kang pakialam sa parokya natin. Hindi po pwede yan. Nagko-communion tayo. We commune with Christ. We unite ourselves to Christ. But Christ unite us with one another. That's why pag sinabi natin, Linggo tayo magsisimba, sabay po tayo. Amen? Sabay po tayo. Magsasama-sama tayo. We will come together. Eh, Father John, mainit ang church. Alam ko, mainit. Doble sa akin. Tingnan mo yung suot ko. Mas mainit to. Okay? Father John, ganito. Nani John, ganito. Bishop, hindi ko feel yung katabi ko, hindi naliligo ang katabi ko. Well, as a community, we have no choice. We have to come together. We can never receive Christ alone and individually. Yes, we have to receive Christ personally, but we don't do it individually. We do it as a family, as a church. As a community. Sama-sama tayo. Nandidito tayo. Sino sa inyong may mga problemang hinaharap sa buhay nyo ngayon? Natatakot ako sa iba kasi wala na daw silang problema. Baka umakyat kayo ng langit bigla niyan. Okay? Nandito pa tayo sa mundo. May mga problema tayong hinaharap. You know? All of us, we face problems. Lahat tayo. May problema dito. But we come here because we long for Christ. The problems reflect our need for Jesus. That's why lahat tayo magkasama, nandito tayo. May problema ka, may problema din ako, lahat tayo may problema. Iisang Diyos lang ang linalapitan natin. Yan ang tinatawag na communion. We share our burdens. We share our toil. We share our problems in life. That's why we partake of one solution. We partake of one body, one blood of Christ. So don't forget that. Prayer and community is important. And the body and blood of Christ will nourish us, will give us wisdom, so we will be wise in living. It will provide wisdom for us so we will understand God more. If we understand God more, we will learn to love God more. Pag naiintindihan mo ang Diyos mo, the more you understand Him, the more you will love Him. And the more you love God in your life, the more you will follow Him. And a person who follows the ways of God is always wise. That's the wisdom of God. There is a way that seems right for a man, but in the end, it leads to death. Pero yung tamang daan, makukuha natin yan pag tayo'y matutong mahalin ang Diyos. We will find the right path. Amen. Let's all stand.